consider his words. Consider his words. Consider his words.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in the little book of Nehemiah. And I want to encourage you to go find your Bible, and it might take you a few minutes to find Nehemiah. It's wedged in the Old Testament between Ezra and Esther. If you look, you'll find it. We're going to be in chapters 8 and chapters 9 today, a very important message. This will probably take us a few weeks to get through it all, but I hope you'll join us and stay with us as we talk about revival in our nation. So find your Bible and join us today as we consider His Word. While you're doing that, I want to encourage you to go to our website at considerhisword.org. I don't mention this all the time because God is so good to us, but I know many have gone to the website, and there one of the first things you'll see is a little blue button where you can donate to this ministry and help us keep these broadcasts on the air. We'd appreciate it so much if you would maybe check that out and see if God would lay that on your heart. But regardless of that, if you'll write to us, we will send you one of our little prayer journals. You can do that a number of ways. You can do that through the website. Click on the little button that says Contact Us there across the top. You can also email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Most simply write to us, and so you can do that as well. Our mailing address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Several weeks ago, as I was watching the news and reading the news reports about the things going on in our country, I began to wonder, where are we going? What is going to happen? I have never seen so much violence going on in our cities as we're seeing right now. I have never seen the hatred that is being spewed forth, especially through social media, that is going out right now. I have never seen the division that we see right now that's going on in our country. And you would think that it would be almost hopeless, but I believe there is hope. And I believe that there is something that we need that is so very vital. And I want you to begin praying about this with me. And that is a revival in our churches. And I want to explain what I mean. And this today we'll probably mostly get through the introduction and kind of set up the stage for a revival that we see in Nehemiah chapter 8 and chapter 9. We'll read that scripture here in just a moment. And I'm convinced that our country is in need of two things. First of all, we need revival in our churches. That is for believers. I believe we also need a great awakening of the power and the presence of God. So what's the difference? Well, revival is a spiritual awakening and renewing of God's people. When we talk about a great awakening, it's a general awareness of God and our need for Him and His salvation. Now, you know, over the years, you have probably heard about revivals and crusades. Billy Graham used to hold crusades. I remember growing up in our churches having revival, and many of our churches in this area will still have revivals. We'll talk about that also. And we often tend to confuse the two. A revival is for God's people. Revival is to revive us and maybe kind of renew us and get us excited again about the things of God and about the Word of God and about soul winning and about missions and all of those things and renewing our walk with God. When we talk about a great awakening, we're talking about the Crusades like Billy Graham used to have and many others used to have, where the point is reaching people for Christ, preaching salvation. Did you know that Sunday night church was started so that when you went home Sunday morning and you worshiped the Lord and had a great time, you could go in the afternoon and go around and visit your neighbors and visit your friends, maybe knock on some doors and invite them back to the evening service where the gospel would be preached. And Sunday night was especially reserved for a great awakening, for a crusade to win people to Christ. We tend to confuse the two. You know, you could have a revival without having a revival meeting. What we've gotten into is having revival meetings with no revival. You can do that too. You can have a revival meeting and have no revival. And more often than not, that's really what happens. But the truth of it is you don't have to have a meeting to have a revival. We tend to schedule a few days. Now, I remember back in the day when a revival would be scheduled for 2 solid weeks. Just about unheard of today. Most revivals are maybe 4 or 5 days. And they'll bring in a preacher. They may bring in some singers, and they'll call it a revival. They'll bring in all kinds of things to try to draw people in. I remember at one time that maybe you can remember back in the 70s, they used to bring in karate experts, and every night they would do a karate demonstration of some kind. Or would bring in special groups and special singers. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with any of those things. What I'm saying is this, is we'd bring all of these people in, entertainment basically, to draw people in, and we would sing some songs, and a preacher would preach, and we'd call it revival. And we'd just go home and just be the same as we always were and say, well, that was good. Truthfully, there was no revival, and all we did was entertain ourselves. I remember in this area, when we first started working in this area, that we'd go to a revival meeting, and they would have 2 or 3 groups sing, and they would sing and sing and sing. They would sing for an hour and 20 minutes, and by the time it came to the message, nobody cared anymore. They were ready to go home, and there was no revival there. We were just entertaining ourselves. So what happens in real revival, in a genuine revival? Now, if you look in the New Testament, there's really no records of a revival in the New Testament. But there are records of a great awakening. You read Acts chapter 2, when 3,000 people were saved in Jerusalem. And a few days after that, there were 5,000 saved. And shortly after that, the Bible speaks of multitudes that were coming. But you know what? You don't hear about them having singers and entertainers. But you did hear them about them having very certain things that would cause those events to happen. We're going to look at some of those as well. And so to see a revival, we've really got to turn to the Old Testament. And I believe there was a revival here in Nehemiah chapter 8 and chapter 9. Now, I want to read a little bit of chapter 9 first, and then we're going to go back and pick up with a few other things that happened here. Now, even before we read this, let me give you some background. By this time in the Bible, Israel had been under captivity for some 70 years. God had brought them to the Promised Land through Moses, and of course, leaving Egypt through the wilderness, they ended up into the Promised Land. Everybody was given a piece of land. God gave them the tabernacle and then the temple. Remember how Solomon built the temple? And they began to worship the Lord, and for a while it was great. And then they began to worship other gods. And I'll tell you, it didn't take very long before Solomon began bringing these other gods to Jerusalem. And they began to turn away from God. They began to turn their back on God. In fact, sometimes they would worship these other gods and attribute the works of God to them. How that must have broke God's heart. God at that time wanted a relationship with people where when you read the Old Testament, you'll read this phrase many times, I will be your God and you will be my people. And yet the people refused him. And so to get them to turn back to him, God warned them time and time again that if they didn't get right, that God was going to destroy them. And they didn't get right. And so finally, God sent Nebuchadnezzar and the people of Babylon over, and they destroyed Jerusalem. Many of the people were taken captive and taken to Babylon. And this we call the Babylonian captivity. Now, there were some left in Jerusalem. But by this time, the temple was torn down. The houses were destroyed. The Bible says that Nebuchadnezzar took the people who were strong and who were good-looking. Remember, Daniel was one of those. And so after 70 years, God put it on the heart of the king to send people back to Jerusalem. And they begin to return. And under Ezra, they return and begin to build the cities and to begin the temple. And then God sent Nehemiah later. I want to go back to Nehemiah 1, actually, and read what happens here. In Nehemiah 1, the Bible says that Nehemiah was there serving the Lord. Let me read it. Chapter 1, verse 1, the words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah. And it came to pass in the month of Chislu, in the 20th year, I was in Shushan, the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain of men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said to me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem is also broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. And it came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Here's where revival starts, with prayer. Nehemiah got word that things were not going so well over in Israel. In fact, they weren't. They were being attacked. And the work of the temple had slowed down. And when Nehemiah heard, he began to pray. And this is where revival begins, with prayer. We're not going to have time to deal with that today, but join us next week when we talk about praying for revival. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.